Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Bait Escape. Bringing a special guest with me today, Andres, who goes by his Twitter handle, BearWithMe94. Welcome. Always so interested in like talking with people on Twitter. I feel like I've become much more involved in the community. So it's really nice to like meet people that are doing the same, kind of the same things that I am. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really interested me in talking to you was I would always see like you hosting these like jerk off Zoom parties on Instagram, and you'd be like, oh, you have to like DM me like an hour before to get like the PIN number and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to help promote this. And I remember like reaching out and being like, oh, I'll put it on my story. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And it's not a DM, it's on my story, but yeah, I usually post this story meeting ID just so people don't get on the link or something beforehand. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought that was cool because I get a lot of people asking for that kind of content. And I was like, I just don't have the time to like host these parties. I mean, I think it'd be cool to like provide a space, but it's not feasible for me, but I'm glad that you do it.
Yeah, I've seen people, because I've asked people like why they found, and they found like there's like Reddit groups and stuff that they do it, but it's either just people not showing their face, or you have to do something, you have to look a certain way. And I wanted to provide a space. It wanted, of course, started with me just like doing it and showing off, but yeah. Then it became a lot more in the sense of I saw people found a safe space there, and I was like, you can join however you want. So people who join without a camera just to watch, people who join with a camera without a face, or people just show off fully. And yeah. What I like a lot about it too is people usually come at least like three of them, and then by the third time they're like fully on, face on, showing off, when the first one they didn't even dare to turn it on because they realized how safe of a space it is. The thing that I love, especially people like in the Middle East or India or China, they're people who literally cannot do this outside of their homes, and now finding a space so they can feel invited and be themselves is something I really enjoyed of this.
That's so true. I never really thought of that. You know, I'm in my own like world, in my own, in the States, where I feel so privileged, and I don't really think about like having to go into these virtual spaces in secrecy. And that's really great that you're able to provide that, because there's betas all over the world for sure.
Yeah, and to me that's the thing, that they again for, like at their own homes they can't really do it, and then sometimes they're really afraid of like what if someone screenshots me. I'm like, no one will do that, but if they were to do it, you're free to just watch, or you're free to just show without a face. So I always keep the access points at different places to people join their different, as comfortable they are. I do have what I call jerk socials, which is like a speed dating kind of one-on-one roulette kind of thing. And for that one,
what? That is amazing. Things. Are you kidding me? Like, this is like where do you host this? On Zoom?
It's also on Zoom. So it's a group, usually it's been from 30 to like 60 people. And I set up a countdown of 2 minutes, 3 minutes usually, and just mix them up, and then keep rotating every 3 minutes. You got a new person, and you.
Wait, how come I don't know about this? Do you promote this on social media?
Yeah, they're just rare, because most people don't want to show their, like they don't feel as comfortable showing their face as a starter. So like
but you don't pitch it like you do the jerk off sessions. Like I've never seen like you like say a story about like, hey, speed dating.
Usually, I told Jerk Social, and I don't call it speed dating on purpose, because I don't want anyone to go in with the expectation of like falling in love, because then they'll look for a type. And I'm like, I just want you to talk to someone, regardless if you are not like into them. I still want you to talk to them and jerk off with them.
Yeah, that's
so fucking awesome. That's why I really avoid the dating kind of meeting your partner, because to me, I want to really drop smart. The pressure, and I want to make sure people just if I jump to someone I'm not like quote unquote into you, I still have the respect and the sort of, hey, I may not want to jerk off with you, but let's chat for 3 minutes, because it's just 3 minutes and we both are here for a reason, and it's just fun to talk. So that's why I usually keep the sort of like speed dating wording out of it. So usually it's just called a jerk social.
Yeah, that's amazing. I actually really love that. I didn't like think of like the pressure that people might be under, or like the expectation. So that's cool. Like, it kills expectation. I mean, that's how kind of I live my life now these days. I'm just like, the lower the expectations you have of a situation, like the less you're likely to be disappointed.
Yeah. And to me, that's something that I've learned the more I do all of these, is the importance of wording, like in marketing and how to promote things, like the importance of, again, providing separate access points for things to make sure people feel comfortable, and how to like not say, making sure that it's inclusive for everyone, make sure that there's different people to feel comfortable joining in different ways. People know the different ways they can join in, because people are like, oh, I wanted to join, but I didn't want to show my face. I'm like, you don't have to. So I have to make sure every time I do a jerk session, I do like 2 or 3 days of like, ask me questions, what do you want to know? Those people feel comfortable with that. Because I know as a new person coming to the space, you've been taught to be afraid to show your dick. You've been taught to be afraid and embarrassed of jerking off. So I feel like it's really hard to step into a space and trust it. But I always tell people I'm really uncomfortable. I'm like, join in, watch. And I bet 100% you'll at least stay. But I bet by the end of it, you'll want to turn your camera on. Because I really feel it's that safe. And I've gotten people's feedback that it's that safe because the focus is on community, not on like how we look or what we're doing. Is really about, because we're literally just talking. It's not just people moaning for 2 hours. We're talking and messing around.
Well, it would be like this, but we'd be jerking off.
Yeah, exactly. Which I love doing too. Like, to me, I always tell people when I talk about this, is to me, jerking off with someone is equivalent of like people going, like having a drink at home. To me, that's how equivalent, or like watching a game together or playing video games.
Yeah, it's like a social pastime.
Exactly. For sure. So to me, and it's hard to find people who agree with that, because of course how society, which I'm sure you're very aware of, has deemed masturbation and stuff, or people want to like kiss and make out. I'm like, no, this is really, I just want to enjoy this with someone because I know we both do. And to me, it's a very social kind of hanging thing.
All right, well, like, can we talk?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. I was gonna like jump
in. People are not used to that, so usually they get either afraid of it or just like real uncomfortable how to come into it.
Yeah, well, you have such a really great perspective on it. Let's talk about your solo journey. Or, you know what, is that even fair of me to say, or do you consider yourself solo sexual?
Well, to be fair, my perception of solo sexuality has been really shaped by you. So I'm not really aware. Like, my awareness of it has been through you. So I think and I especially love today you posted, you can be a solo sexual and be in a relationship. Because to me, it felt like a separate branch of things. But then when you post that today, I'm like, oh, then yeah, of course. Because to me, what I always like to push for, and I've wanted to do these too, but I haven't done them, is even jerking off a self-love and meditation, which I've done more in one-on-one with people, and people are like, this is amazing. Like, I've never treated this as a place of love and a place of peace and like just slowing down. People are just like, oh, I just want to come and get it over with, or like whatever. But I'm like, well, if you actually take your time and do this for an hour or 2 hours, and you breathe through it and you experience it and you really feel your body, it really, it's like doing yoga. Like, you really clear up your mind that well. And especially if you have someone to walk you through it, and like that you trust, you can just give up yourself to, it really helps out. And I think, yeah, like you said, like, to me, it's just amazing to what you can do with yourself if you really do that.
That's great. So thank you. I think I'll take that as a compliment. And I think for me, having be able to come from a place of knowledge is really me. Every time that I express any kind of like soul sexuality or any kind of pride in my sex, like, it's always me just repetition. And I was just having a conversation today with my upstairs neighbors. I was like, oh yeah, when I go into my solo sex, like, I get really pervy and I go really deep in my mind and nothing is off limits. Like, I can just go there and kind of do all these things that I want to do. And he was just like, well, why don't you just do them like in real life? Like, he just didn't understand why I wouldn't go out into the world and do these things. And I was like, well, some of these things I can get arrested for. And some of these things I'm like putting my life in danger, like, essentially. But in my mind, it's just like the safe space capacity in which I can contain everything. But it was interesting because when I first started answering his question, or when I first started talking about it, I found myself like nervously dodging around the real answer that I wanted to give. And I caught myself and I was like, wait, like, why are you so, what is it? What's that triggering for you? Cause I felt it. I was just like, wait, why am I not being honest here? Or why am I not being authentic and sincere and rather like making light or a joke of the situation when really it's not a joke at all. It's like my lifestyle. So I took a minute and I was like, you know what? It's cause of the following reasons. And I was able to like effectively articulate what was happening, but I was like, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have all this practice on social media. Like, it keeps you accountable because you're just like, wait, I said this, and I can go back and reference all the things that I said. And maybe it's my ego, but like I get inspired by the shit that I do. Like I look at the stuff that I do and I'm just like, oh, this is what I've always wanted to see in the soul sexual community. Like proud and out and active and cool and sexy and all these other wonderful things that I just didn't exist. But then I feel like all great things in life, like I just feel like if you want it, it's not going to happen unless you make it happen, right? Because no one's going to do that thing that you love better than yourself.
Yeah, to me, first of all, I think it's so cool that you're talking to your neighbors about this. I've yet to have that clear.
I talk to everybody about masturbation, bro. It's like, if you're down, I will talk your ear off about it.
Yeah, I see, to me, that's the thing that I've always, when people go cruising or like, you're just even talking about it, I'm like, how do you even get to the point where you do this? And I think it's also being raised in somewhere like Colombia, where it's just a different mindset on the sort of sexuality and also like gay sexuality. So I think that's part of it. But I like you said, I would love to talk about it to anyone that starts talking to me about it. But yeah. I think what you said too is it's amazing. The way you said, because to me, is creating the community you want to see, which is what to me, the first time I did a jerk session was just like, I was like posted a Zoom link and someone joined to watch. And it was like five people. But then I realized the community power that I had. I'm like, I've always gone to jerk roulette or like different kind of random stuff to be in. I'm like, what if I create that space? And I can, people like, oh, why don't you join other groups? I'm like, I then feel weird because then I don't have control over the space that I want it to be. And if someone
does it, you have a vision. I feel
uncomfortable.
You have a vision of what you want it to look like and what the experience needs to be. I get that.
Yeah, and I feel responsible for how people join the space. People like, oh, can you invite people to my party? I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm either a producer for this party now or I cannot vouch for it. Because
isn't that crazy that there's like beta parties existing? That's fucking cool. Yeah. It's like this underground.
I think it's amazing. Out. But I think to me, again, it's all been virtual because of COVID. And to me now, I like the virtual component of it too, just because of accessibility of it.
I just love that it's in pop culture now. Did you see that episode of with Trixie and Katya? And like they got into like a little segment about gooning. Did you see this? Do you know this Trixie and Katya the drag queens?
I do. I watch them.
Okay, so they were doing an episode. I forgot what the topic was, but they there's like a little piece between them in which they talk about like gooning and masturbation. It was actually pretty cool. And I was like, we fucking made it. We're here, dude. We're pop culture. We're about it. It's a cool shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I view it. Like, to me, it's just all cool. Like, there's nothing nerdy about it. And I remember when I first started on the scene, there was a lot of talk of like this loser baiter mentality. And I was just like, wait, that's not... I don't think that resonates with me, because I was just like, I don't see myself that way. So I was like, how can I... And then that was kind of another catalyst in me being like, okay, I gotta produce my own shit, dude. Like, I can't let people just kind of like dictate what this feels for me. It feels amazing and it's power and it's fucking all these amazing things, and that's what I want to produce produce and showcase.
To me too, people are like, oh, are you gonna do physical parties once everything ends, or like come up to New York and make a party? I'm like, that is not like, I don't want to create spaces where spaces exist. Like, I don't feel like I need to go show up in places already. It's like,
wait, stop. Say that again. I don't want to create spaces where spaces already exist.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. That's so powerful.
So, dude, like, I don't need to go to New York and create a gay club because there's 1,000 of them, right?
I want to
create this space where someone in the middle, like I said, in the middle of America or somewhere else in the world, they don't have this space. So I can create that space for them now. Yeah. I don't need just another New York gay to join me. Like, great if they do, and I love to have them there, but they're not the people who need this. They can go out and do it, whatever.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, I do.
So to me, that's why I love that.
Yeah. No, I think that's all great. I think you and I, that's another reason why I wanted to talk, because I was like, oh, this guy's like on my level, because I was like, we need his support too. There's a lot of cool things happening in the Bay community right now, dude. Like, there's like merch coming out, shameless plug. And then also too, like there's like audio tracks and there's like music, and like I just feel like we're in the middle of like this sexual revolution, like this sexual like evolution of like technology and virtual spaces, and like now we have easy access to one another and we're creating our own content. We're not having to like wait on these big studios to dictate the valid sex that we're supposed to have. Now we're just out here like fucking showing it off and just being really proud and like taking control over that Do you feel that you have a responsibility all the time to like, I mean, I really know what your message is. What is your message? Because I know that another thing that I wanted to talk to you is like your take on body positivity, which I think is amazing. And you're out there showing your stuff and it looks so good and you look like you're having a really great time. Where did that come from? How did that start with you?
Well, I guess to start with my message, I think it started with body positivity and with a really novice view of it, like of just like, oh, I'm a thicker guy, so I need to be part of it kind of thing. But it's morphed a lot into I shouldn't really like I need to love myself how I am now. And that's a process too. Like, I'm not a product here. I'm just always morphing, and I need to love myself, which again I think aligns a lot with solo sexuality. Like, I need to love myself now, regardless of people's perception. I don't own anyone, anything. If you like what I'm doing, great. If not, then carry on. There's more things in the internet. And also, sex and sexuality and sexual positivity, not only on like being gay or however you identify in the queer range, but to me it's feeling, if you're a hoe, then embrace it. If you just like jerking off and you like want like being watched, embrace it. Like, taking away the shame that a lot of us are taken into, which is what I do too. Like, I like way before one of my accounts, I did a kink poll, and then one of them, for example, was like diapers and like ABDL and stuff like that, and there was like a 3% yes and like a, of course, like a 97% no. I'm like, what I want you to learn about this is not, there was like 300 people, so 3% of those people said yes, and that's what matters, because there's always people around you who do care what you do, and that's what I want you to learn about, is that regardless of how niche you think you are, and you think niche you think the thing is, there's people around you that can relate to that. It might be rare, it will be hard to find sometimes if it's the specific, but there's people out there. So I talk about kink stuff and sexual stuff that I don't do, or I don't really feel attracted to, just to make sure people find the space and find each other in it.
I love that. Yeah, no, I do love that. Like you're providing a safe space for people to come explore, or if they already have something in mind, they can try to and it's find it in these safe spaces that you provide. I think that's pretty cool. Where in the world do you live, or where in the world are you?
I'm in DC right now.
Washington,
I'm
D.C.
here. Yeah, I moved here 2 years ago.
But were you originally from Colombia, or were you born
Yeah,
here in
I'm
the
born and
States?
raised in Colombia, 18 years
Nice.
there. Then I moved to Savannah, Georgia for 5 years.
What the
And
fuck?
then, yeah, for my
That's so
undergrad.
red. Oh, okay,
And
gotcha.
then I went to New York for 8 months, Boston for 3 months, back to Colombia for a year, and then now I'm here in DC.
Oh wow. Okay, cool. And do you like it? What's the beat scene there like?
That's the thing too. I'm pretty new to the city, especially because 2 years in, one of them taken by COVID, so I've not really explored much about it. I know it's hard to
Okay.
find people who are just into baiting, but I've been to clubs or anything that I kind of are more open in that sense. So I'm really curious, but yeah, I haven't just gotten on a chance to it. But also, I know it's harder here because of the whole like government sector of it. There's a lot more
Oh,
people who
I
are like
see.
not closeted, but just shyer or like more conscious about it. So I know it's a little cliquey and a little like separate than usual for such a big city.
Would you say that the scene is a little bit more conservative out there?
Again, I don't really know much about it because I've been out, but
Oh, I see.
I think more than conservative, I think it's just cliquey and like sort of
Well,
group settings
what's like the
don't.
temperament? Like, what's the conversation happening on the Grindr and your apps and stuff? Are you on those things?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. So you're not on Grindr or Scruff or any of
No, I
those?
don't.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I'm not.
Are you on BaitWorld?
I oh, see, the thing is, I'm on Instagram and on Twitter. That was my sort of places. So when they took my Instagram yesterday, it was
Yeah.
devastating because like I lost part of my huge community. But
Wait, what
and I
happened with
don't
your
know.
Instagram?
Oh, I don't know. I posted one picture too many and then got deleted, and then I made a new account and it got deleted again. So
Were you being reported, or was it Instagram policing you?
I think it was Instagram policing me because
What were you posting,
it
like a picture of your butt?
n well it was the first time, it was an addition of like, it was like my 35th something, But it was the picture that I posted. It was sitting in like my hand was close to my dick, even though I was wearing underwear. And Instagram has like an absurd random policy. But then the next account that I did, I think I used similar images, so they just kind of connected the dots and deleted
Yeah, I remember when I first
it.
started my Instagram and I was showing off a lot. I didn't know the parameters because who reads the fucking terms and conditions? And I kept getting deleted, like, or not, my account didn't get deleted, but like my posties kept getting deleted. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, I guess I can't really show my dick. And then it was like, oh, I can't show my ass. Oh, I can't show my pubic hair. Oh, I literally can't show my naked body. Like, what the fuck?
It's crazy because it's so specific too, because you can see this like ab dudes showing off and like butts and stuff, but the moment they have any sort of pubic hair or like a hairy butt or like any stuff like that, then for some reason it gets taken down. So it's just absurd. But sadly, we have to play within it and break the rules within it.
I mean, that's all you can really do. I'm just breaking shit all the fucking time. I'm just gonna
Which
do
is
it. I'm just
too.
like, I don't
When
care.
I made in this app called Band, I made my own kind of group because I was like, I want to have a space people can share freely. So I guess I'll
Yeah.
just make my own thing.
Wait,
But of
talk to me
course, it's
about
not on
this band. You're in a
Instagram.
band, like a music band?
No. It's an app called Band. It's like a Facebook group kind of thing, but it's an app in itself.
Oh, I thought you were like in a rock
No.
star band. So I was like, oh, this guy like plays music. That's cool.
No.
But wait, I was really curious in the questions that we followed up. I was like, oh, let's talk about sex all throughout this whole interview, which is like my podcast is about sex and masturbation. But I'm always so curious to know, like, when. Wait, did we ever answer the question about your solo sexuality? Were you solo sexual or no?
I think I was, I just didn't know kind of how to call it, but yeah, I think especially in the past 2 years when I've been doing this
So,
sort of, go ahead.
I was gonna ask you. So let me ask you this: do you prefer like masturbation over penetrative sex, or do you enjoy both? There's a
I enjoy
spectrum.
both. I think there's power to the both of them. And with my partner, we usually jerk each other off if he jerks me off, and we do a lot of that mainly. Sometimes we do have penetrative sex, but that requires a lot more preparation, all the stuff. So usually it's just more chill and relaxing, and just it also feels more intimate at times. It's just like enjoying each other in a more chill way than in a way that penetrative sex kind of creates a different dynamic.
So, okay, cool. Yeah, I don't have a follow-up to that. I mean, I was gonna say, how does that work in a relationship? But it sounds like it's working
Works
just
great,
fine.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because I was like, do you know the do you follow like, I forgot his Twitter handle, but his name is MB Timothy. He's Stroke Club JO. I forgot his name. But he was one of the first people that I ever really gravitated to when I was embarking on this new journey in my life. And he just posted this thing today where he has a solo sexual boyfriend. And he's always like posting these like stories about them. And I was like, that's goals. Like, I'm so happy that he's able to share that because I think it's like a relationship based on masturbation. And I just posted this story and I was like, I want people to understand like solo sexuality really is the sexuality that you have and own for yourself. Like, it's just a self-identifying sexuality in which you're like able to pleasure and self-love yourself, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we don't want to be attached to anyone. Like, you could
Yeah,
be
to
solo
me.
sexual and still want to be in a relationship or desire to be in a committed whatever, polyamorous, whatever relationship you want. You can have those things. They're not to be separated. You can combine them.
Totally. And to me, it's something too that I'm beginning with my boyfriend. Like, we would be like, oh, you're jerking off. So it's like, am I not doing things right? Or like, blah, blah, blah. But then we realize, like, we like doing it together, but sometimes we just want to do our own thing. So sometimes, like, he enjoys like sometimes like end of day kind of like chilling and he's like listening to music and just doing it. So he was like, that is my own time kind of thing. I was like, cool. And same thing to me, I stay up later and sometimes I either do it myself or like call someone up on FaceTime or whatever. And that is my expression of it. So we've learned that we each can do it separately, or just
But
do it together.
how did you come to that conclusion? Did you all have like a conversation and be like, hey, like what's going on with us? Like, why are we not? Was the vibe off? Was like the chemistry off at one
Yeah,
point?
it was off because, like you said, like he would go jerk off and something. I'd be like, oh man, I'm doing something. Why do I go and join him? It's like, oh, he's doing this. Let me go in, and then he'd be like,
So I'm curious to know here, let me stop. So like when someone with either you or him tell each other, oh, am I not doing this right? What's the conversation like there? Like, how do you have a conversation where you're still being connected and being like, hey, it's not that you're not doing it right, it's just that I like doing this particular thing alone.
Yeah. It all started with him kind of saying that it was a release of energy and a kind of de-stressor thing. I really understood that. And then when he was like, I need to be, I want to be myself. At first, of course, I was like, took it like an ego thing. I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, you want me to be here, blah, blah, blah. But then I understood, like, it's just the moment that he wants to, like, be alone with himself and just having someone else, especially because then there's a need to please someone else. So, like, there's more needs
Expectation.
attached to it. Yeah. So I think once you allow yourself to just be in it yourself, then you can just, like you said, like, you just be in the moment and do it. You don't have to worry about what anyone else is doing. So once we both detach sort of like the ego of it, then it's like, oh, then we can each be individual sexual people and also together, and we can enjoy that.
Yes. Wait, let's say that again. You can be both individual sexual people and then bring it together. That's amazing because it brings back this idea of like you're not having to depend on this other person to kind of fulfill these needs that you want, like these sexual desires that you feel would fulfill you. So it's like that quote where they say, "You take care of you for you for me, and I'll take care of me for me for you." It's like this. It's a lengthy quote, but I like the idea of it because it's like you are taking accountability for your own well-being here, right? You're your own person. You're not looking for these external forces of validation, which to me is like the basis of my soul sexuality. Like I'm not sitting around on a Saturday night bummed out because no one wants to come and fuck me, or no one wants to come and get fucked by me. I'm taking it to my own hands. I'm gonna fuck myself all night. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm trying to, once I got my head around that, like once I started to de-shame that, and I was like, oh, I'm not like my buddies. My buddies can rail dudes or chicks 24/7. I'm not that guy, but I can rail myself the same amount of time. And one doesn't invalidate the other. Like we could both be really powerful sexual men, just doing different types of sex.
And to me, something that really clicked to me too is I was talking to one of the people that I follow, and they were doing pup play with like hoods and stuff. I was like, oh, does your boyfriend like that? He was like, no, he doesn't. I was like, oh, how do you do it? And then he was like, I don't, he said, I don't have to, he doesn't have to like it. I like it. And to me, that really clicked of like, you, like I said, like you can have your own sexual persona separate from your partner. And you can enjoy it and do it. You don't have to be responsive or responsible of it either. If you enjoy it, then enjoy your time. You can, of course, talk about it and create your space, but it doesn't have to be like everything you do, they have to be into. You can
And
talk
also
to
too, I feel like
your too.
it lowers down the expectations of the partner that you're with, and you can really enjoy them for who they are because you're not perceiving it to be like, Andres needs to fucking take care of every single fucking thing in my life, and you're just like running around stressed the fuck out, thinking, shit, I gotta take care of all my boyfriend's needs. When really the adult and mature thing to do is come together and be like, listen, you take care of your shit. I'm gonna take care of my shit. Even if we need to take a break, you know what I'm saying? Like you have that honest, vulnerable conversation. You're just like, this shit's not working out anymore. Like we need to fix this shit. It's like a come to Jesus moment. That's what I tell my sex coach clients. I'm like, there's a point that you're gonna come to yourself and be like, you're gonna be so frustrated and you're gonna be so discouraged to the point where you're just like, what the fuck? And I think that I was at that point too a long time ago where I was like, what am I doing, man? Like I'm driving myself crazy. I'm stressing myself out because I'm just not. I didn't want to face the reality of like what my life was, and it was scary because I was like, well, what's that gonna look like? Because you were taught all this shit. I feel like I talk about this shit all the time, but I feel like it's worth repeating.
I think it's 100% worth repeating, especially the process of unlearning, because we were initially, of course, taught that masturbation was wrong, and also like self-care is wrong and selfish, all these things.
Right, and
But
it's so
then
weird because
once
like
you,
when your self-care is masturbation, it's like a double whammy.
yeah, exactly. Like to me, that's it. People are like, I love my work and I love doing what I do. So people like ask me like, what are you doing in off time? I'm like, oh no, I just watch videos. I jerk off. That is my off time. Like that is what I enjoy doing to relax.
Yeah,
Like
and you
if
know
I
what?
spend the morning doing,
I felt the same way, and I had so much guilt about it. No, not
because to
guilt,
me,
shame.
yeah, exactly. To me, like I just spend a morning edging and play with my dick. That's it.
Yeah,
That's
dude.
what I enjoy doing.
Yes.
Because to me is just this mindless thing that I can just enjoy myself for. And of course, these people, if you told someone like, oh, I just jerk off when I'm off, like the people would be thrown off by that. But maybe like you say, maybe like you just tell people, like you told your neighbor. But yeah, but to me, that's something that I enjoy. And to me, like it's meditative. It's how I relax. It's how I decompress. Like I don't drink. I don't do any sort of other things. So what I use to decompress, it is masturbation.
Yeah, and it's yeah, totally. No, I totally agree. And I think I'm at a point now where I've talked about it so much and I've processed like so much of the shame that I have with my sex. Where now I don't even flinch at the idea of talking about it. It's become a normal part of my vocabulary and my dialogue. So when I am in a sexual conversation with anybody, it could be regardless of gender, race, age, or whatever, like I'm so proud of being able to say that because to me, fundamentally, it's changed and enhanced my life. So why wouldn't I talk about that shit? That's why I'm doing this podcast. Like,
Something
I'm
that I
out
love
here, you
too
know?
about that, and it started too with the fact of like jerking off with someone, or seeing someone naked to me, and then moved on to jerking off with someone, is the moment that you drop that wall, or even just talking about it, the moment you drop this huge taboo wall that you're used to hiding, then to me you can talk about anything else now, because that like we've seen each other naked, we've talked about masturbation, like all those kind of huge walls have been taken down. So now, why would I lie about anything else to you when you know this huge thing about me? Like, I really couldn't care less now. I'm open to you now. And that's what I love about like the jerk sessions. I mean, the jerk socials is because you're already naked and jerking off. So there's this position of like, I'm already here this fully. Why would I lie about anything else when I'm already this like open with
Yeah,
myself?
totally. And I think it's and I, the reason I feel like a lot it's difficult to do that in our community based on men because as men we're taught not to be vulnerable, like we're taught we're it's drilled in us not to open up, like don't be a punk ass, don't be a bitch ass, and don't like weak out on this moment right now. And you're just like, wait, but I just want to connect, bro. Like it's hard to make male friendships because to
Oh,
me,
a
or
hundred
especially for
percent.
me, because I just can't, like I'm not like, okay, what are we really doing here? Like, how are you
Yeah.
fundamentally impacting my life in a good way? But you can't really get that unless you have an open conversation about all the shit that you're doing in your life. And guys don't want to talk. And you're just like, what the fuck is this? I mean, there's a space and a time for conversation, but honestly, to me, like more close to the main reason why I even went to social media was because honestly, I just wanted to make a new friend. And I wasn't finding people in my immediate area in IRL that would exhibit the same kind of interest that I could. And then I slowly but surely discovered all fucking baiters are on social media. That's exactly where we are. So I went there and I was like,
Yeah,
cha-ching,
I think it's
boom.
the curse we have, is we always find people who we align with that are anywhere else but where we live. But yeah, I
Totally.
think to me it was why I also went to social media, is because I knew it was out there and I wanted to find it. But I would love to have it a friend in real life like that, because like I said, like to me, it drops so many walls and becomes like a whole different relationship. So yeah, I think it's cool. Like I have a friend of mine. And she knows about my account and everything, and she loves the content. Like she, of course, like doesn't join the jerk sessions and everything, but like, and she really supported about it, because it's like you're being true to yourself and showing off and empowering people, and that's
Yeah,
really cool.
that is cool. You should be really happy about that. It's one of the reasons why I contacted you. See how that happens? Like when you step out of your comfort zone and you branch out and you take a risk and you but you come from it from a place of like, I'm real, I'm 100, like I'm not putting on this fucking show, like this is what it is. I think really great things can come from that. And it was something that was terrifying to me because I was like, okay, like here's my face. People are gonna know who I am. People are gonna know everything about me. And maybe I struggle with it a little bit, or you know, when someone catches on and I kind of get a little shy about it, but I'm just like, no, this is my truth, bro. Like, we're done with all that bullshit. Like, you've spent so many years of your life like living this narrative for other people. Like, what do you really want to do with your existence right now? Like here it is in that moment in that spot when you're about to like weak out, like that's when you step up to the plate and you're just like, I'm a fucking solo section, I'll let you jerk off my dick. And then you wait for the response, you know, and then you can figure it out afterwards. And on that note, we're gonna go ahead and take a short break for a sponsor, and when we come back, we're gonna continue this really sexy conversation.
I think to me, first of all, there's two things on that too. Like, to me, the more I opened up in social media about who I was, the more people connected to it, and the more people are like, oh, this happens. Like, it happened in pictures. I post a picture that I didn't like, and they got the most likes. People loved it. And I think it's because people are used to just seeing a thousand mirror pictures. And I'm like, I don't want to be another mirror picture in a gym. I just literally want to show what people look from every angle. And like, I want to, like, my signature thing is, like, first of all, showing my face, but also smiling while naked. I'm like, people always think you kind of look sexy while smiling. I'm like, I think you can. And people love the joy that comes with.
I completely agree. What's 100%. Like, I used to hate myself smiling in pictures. I thought I looked really goofy and silly. And I thought I was supposed to be like this, like, I mean, I still do because it's fun. But yeah, I just started recently getting really into like these images of men completely naked, but they're like full on like smile on their face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought to myself, God, it's so endearing. Like, it's a very innocent in a way. It's just like you're nude and you could be aroused or not, but it's always the ones where they're not aroused and they're just kind of like soft and they're smiling. And I'm just like, I want to be that. Just,
there's a freedom and a joy to it that is so contagious and so exciting.
Yeah.
That we've been taught to not have, especially in those moments.
And I think another goal too is like, I get this a lot, where people will message me and say, oh, because you're getting naked, I'm comfortable getting naked too.
Yeah.
And I think I see that perpetuated over social media. So I'm very careful about the people that I follow. I'm very careful about the things that I see. And if I see people, if I'm following someone and I see they're just posting repetitive, like typical bodies, and I will unfollow them or I will silence them because I don't want to see that shit. What I want to see is I want to see diversity. I want to see people of color. I want to see disabled people being sexual. Like, these are the things that I'm on the hunt for. And I strategically set up my socials that way.
Yeah, to me, there's two things to that. First of all, and that's why I think Twitter is a little harder for me, is because you can't really control what you see as much. But I really pay attention because I notice on myself too that it hits you. Like, even if you're sure about yourself, like, it just fits into your brain. If you see a thousand fit bodies, like, you're still getting it. So I think it's really important who you surround yourself with. But also, I know people, like, if someone's going to follow someone and it says, also followed by my name, I do that with people too. Like, oh, if I see someone I like follows them, like, okay, then I can follow them because I know they have a sort of validation for it. So I'm really careful if I follow because I'm like
they're co-signing that they're good.
Yeah. Even though, of course, you're not like doing it for sure, but I'm like, oh, if they follow them, then I know there must be content here that I would like to watch. And I feel like that is what my name carries as well. If someone says also followed by my name, they will know that there is a safe space. Their diversity, that all these things that I look for. Okay, and that's why I unfollow with no issue with someone who's like, if they're posting just pictures of food, I'm like, cute, but it's not where my account is for. I like you as a person, but your account itself is not doing anything for what I think they should be pushed.
I'm very careful and selective of the things that I like on Twitter. Because people can see that, you know, like when you're like liking shit, people can see what the things that you like. So I want people to see like, you are good. Like, yes, I fundamentally, like I think that it's good, you know, I think it's sexy, but I'm very cautious of like, okay, you know, is it diverse enough? Am I really like, you know, I can't do it all the time. It's difficult to do so, but like, if I can still try to be as inclusive as I possibly can in my sexual choices, then I'm very conscious of that. I'm just a very self-aware person. Can you relate to that? Like, I'm always so conscious of the shit I do. Like, I'm always just like, is that, I don't know, maybe that's like on the
anxiety. To me, I think too is, and I think people always freak out about this too, but I think about my younger self who was not clear about my sexuality or anything. I was like, if someone older would be like, hey, this is what you want to do and this is how you want to do it, that would be great. So I would like to be the person for someone to be like, hey, I know you feel awkward, I know you feel all these things, let me help you out. So I think it would be great to have that in some sort of like club or some sort of thing that you can have someone you can openly be sexual about and talk about without it being like, oh, this huge thing. Of course, consent and all these things happen. But once you create that safe space, it shouldn't be this like, oh, people are naked or oh, we're jerking off. This is weird and awkward. And like, no, it's still part of self-expression. As long as everyone consenting to be here is into it, it's like up for it, then it shouldn't, it's part of a community building as well. It just, of course, society won't do it for it. But I love the fact of just being able to connect with people with that. And I think it's so hard to find, but I know people are craving it so much. Or and they don't even know they might, but they really will like the connection.
Craving my oh connection.
Connection and intimacy and just like I said, like
Oh,
the freedom of masturbation, the freedom of joy and nudity.
yes, I think people are fucking yearning for it. Like this, it's so saturated. Like our industry, like the sex industry is so saturated. There's so much content that you can produce, and I think it's, to me, a lot of it is just void of coolness. Like it's all the same shit. It's always like these white pretty boys like fucking each other raw, and I'm just like, okay, that's not, what else is there to this world that's happening in my life? So that's why I'm just
Like
like,
to
it's not
me,
enough for me to want to like, you can show me your sex, but like, what is that you're doing to my life? That's what's sexy to me. Like, if you're making me happy, if you're teaching me something, if I'm learning something new, that shit gets me the fuck off. Maybe a lot of my sex is just mental.
yeah, 100%. Like to
Is
me,
there
people
like
like
a
want
word for
my.
that?
I don't know, and I know demisexual is attracted to people's. I know demisexual. What is the one with intelligence? I don't know.
Demisexual is just like a strong emotional connection. But I'm curious to know what it is when you're turned on by your mind only, or like mostly in your mind, because a lot of my sex is mental. Like even when I'm having sex with someone else, like I will never finish because, and I take my time and I really enjoy the moment because what I'm doing is I'm mentally recording it so I can get off to it later because I'll bait to it. So really what I'm doing is like I'm recording these like little mini sex movies in my mind, and sometimes I get it on my iPhone. Not gonna lie, I have a couple of videos that I have on my drive somewhere, but it's fun to like relive those moments because to me, sex is really fun. And when I am having sex, I make it the most fun I possibly can, and it brings joy to my life. So I love to, those are the memories that I cherish. Like, you know how some people talk about like going to Hawaii, like having a great, no, I think about the last great fuck that I had.
Yeah, and to me, it's like if you cannot laugh during it, then you're doing it wrong. If you cannot make mistakes and be like, that was stupid, you're doing it
Oh my
wrong.
God, I was just
Like,
having
there's
this
so many things to
conversation.
do.
Like, human bodies are just fun. Like, human bodies fart, they smell, they have hair, like, they're creasy in places. Like, human bodies aren't meant to be like perfect. They're just meant to be like sexy. And anybody can find different types of bodies sexy, you know?
And to me too, the people ask me like, what do I find sexy if I have a type? I'm like, my type is confidence. If you're able to live on yourself and show this is hot, that to me is hot, regardless of the type.
I love that. And that goes for anything too. Cause I'm just like, if you're into it and you think it's fucking cool, I'm gonna think it's cool too. Because what you're doing when you're telling me this shit is you're selling it to me. And if you're passionate about the shit you do, the sell is easy. And I'm sold. I'm like, cool. I love fucking pillows. You like pillows? I fucking love pillows. Oh my God, pillows are fucking great. If that's all you want to talk about and you love it, I love it too. I'm with you.
And to me too, like what happens to people send me nudes and stuff, and the first reaction that I have is like critiquing the nude. I'm like, you don't look confident. That is not attractive. That is a weird angle for you, Jack. Because to me, I'm
Wait, who
like,
does that to you?
oh,
People do
just
that though?
followers do stuff. Usually turn it down, but usually people like send me pictures too. I'm like, the first thing that comes to me is like the angle can be improved. You could be looking somewhere else. Because to me, it's like, again, it comes to sort of, I don't think art is the right word, but just self-expression in the sense of like you're showing yourself this way, do it in a way that is, first of all, you think it's good, you look good, and you embrace it. But if like people just like do this like lame picture, I'm like, of course you don't look bad. Of course you don't think you look hot because you're not portraying confidence or hotness. So of course you don't think you look good.
You know what it is too? I think people, and it happened to me. I think people just don't feel that they're like worthy of showcasing themselves in a really beautiful way. And I experienced that in my personal life. Like I just didn't think I was hot enough to take a selfie and like put it online for people to see. And now I'm just like, no, I'm fucking amazing. People are doing it all the time. I'm gonna jump on this shit too. Because
And to
anybody
me,
can
that's
do it.
one of
And that's
the
what you do. Like that's how we interact now in this day and age. It's the future, it's not gonna go away, it's just fucking here.
And the main thing that I love too is like we're talking about people like communication with people, and some people DM me be like, I love your pictures. I want to get there. And I was like, great. And I pretty much coached them on how to take pictures. And I was like, it's going to sound rough when I critique
That's
you,
cool.
but I want you to do things a certain way because that will portray and that will make you feel better too. So people are like, oh, how do I feel sexy? I'm like, jerk off. Like, if you're not turned on, I won't be turned on either. So jerk off for a second. And once you're there and moan and do it, then we can start taking pictures of you being turned on and sexy. Because before that, you're not, like, you're clearly not doing it. But I love doing that because people open up so much when they drop the guard and be like, I know now that I want to take better pictures for my partner, for myself, for feeling sexy or whatever. I want your help because I've seen you do it. I'm like, great. If you're truly open about this, if you're truly gonna let me coach you through this, because people get intimidated or get like offended by stuff. I'm like, if you truly are gonna dedicate to this, then let's do it and let's do it right.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like when people come to me, they're just like, "Oh, I want you to coach me. I want you to coach me. Like, how can I be better?" I'm just like, I'm doing it all the time. Like, I don't think you're really understanding what I'm trying to do here. Like, just read my tweets, watch my social media, like just take in that shit. That's what I do. Like, I follow really amazing people that know their shit and I'm passionate about, and I'm just, especially on mental health and men's awareness and men's sexuality. I'm just like, yes, like that's good. That's good. And so again, I'm very hyper aware of the shit that I put on Twitter, and nothing goes out that I don't know won't have an impact on the people that are viewing my shit. Every single tweet. And I think people are just like, oh, it's just him. Like, da-da-da. I'm like, no, there's like a thought process. Like, I'll spend 30 minutes thinking about a tweet, rewriting it in my head, and like getting it right. And like, who's it affecting? Who's it going to communicate to? Like, who's watching my shit? Like, and pictures too. I'm always just like, is this good? Is this good? Is this good? And I remember once someone was just like, oh, you're so hot. Like, why do you use all this filter? Like, why do you do all this thing? And I was like, because it's art to me. I studied art. I went to school for photography. That's what I got my degree in. And it's fun for me to be creative in this space. It's not that I'm trying to fool people or pretend to be something that I'm not. It's that this is how I view my life constantly, 24/7. It's art, sex, magic.
And I think too, what I like about that too is that people, I don't know why, but people are so quick to claim pictures and be like, oh, you should do this. Why are you doing this? I'm like, because it's my body and it's my work. I want to, if I think I look hot with 1,000 filters on myself, then that's how I'm going to do it. Like, I do see if there's some sort of like insecurity and like all that sort of stuff, like that's great to have someone to support you, be like, hey, you're beautiful without it, great. But if it's like you're doing this thing and you're like, oh, you should not use filters, I'm like, I like my filters because that's how I like being seen, then that's where it is. Like, people are like, oh, why are you gonna show your dick? It's because I don't think you should be seeing my dick. You're not entitled to it.
Yes, I get that a lot too. There's a lot of people who have get entitled about the sex that I do because I do show off my dick and I'm proud of it. And I'm just like, whatever, like, why do I have to feel bad about that? And then people are just like, you know, people, I get the most insane requests. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that for you, but, and they're just like, yeah, you're not really down. And I'm just like, I am. I'm just like, I don't need to be obligated. There's an, I'm under no obligation. So I give you these things. Just be chill, bro. Just be chill. Like, trust me, don't come at me like
I tell people, like, if you DM me and just like say, hey, good morning, you're gonna get like 1,000 more pictures. I'd be like uncensored. If you say that, I'm blocking you. If you say good morning, you're gonna get so many more pictures of myself. Because
I
I just
love
like
people
want
tell
this
me good
connection.
morning. And I think the more powerful, like the more impactful messages that I get are really the ones that are just like, dude, like you're doing a great job. Like, I can't, you're helping me like through so much shit. That's the kind of shit. You know, when people come to me and they're just like, yeah, why don't you fuck yourself? But I'm just like, whatever, I'll talk to you later. But like, it's the ones where I'm just, where it's like a real, like it's a real person and I'm not like,
Especially because they like, I feel like in seeing so much freedom, they feel like there's just this like endless part of it. I'm like, no, like you said, like there's still a curation of what it's being shown, and what I'm showing is really
oh
intentional to
yeah.
what I want you to see.
I don't show half the shit that I take of myself. Cause
And to
it's
me, it's not
not,
even
it's not.
about, it's not about like a beautiful picture. Like, it's not always about like, oh, I just look hot in all of them. It's like, no,
No,
they
it's
each have a different lesson within them that I want to show to people.
right. It's always an intention behind everything that I show. So it's not like I'm just showing it for the fuck's sakes, but it's just like there it is. I mean, it's sex, and we should have like a fun conversation and like showcase it in a way that's so unique to us. And I feel like that's what you're doing.
Yeah, and to me, that goes down even to people send me like dick pics. I'm like, I couldn't care less about a picture of just your dick. If I want
I
to see
mean,
a dick, I'll just look down.
I like a good dick pic. I'm not gonna
See, but to
lie.
me, I like
I
a
like
pic
a
when I
good.
see, I well, I just like seeing a face because I'm like, okay, now I know whose dick that is. Now I connect with a person who's
I
there.
mean, it's always great. Like, you know, it starts off as a dick pic and then you get more comfortable. And then they show the face and you're like, why the fuck are you hiding that? Like, you're so fucking hot. Like, I'm so attracted to faces because I love to make out with people. Like, I love to make out. It's probably one of the things that gets me hard the most. So, like, it helps that the person is like good looking because you're just like, damn, I get to suck face with this cutie. Fucking bonus. It's really hot. What a nice conversation.
Thank
I
you.
really enjoyed
Yeah,
talking to you
same here.
tonight.
Yeah, I love talking about this. People usually message me and then I go on this huge rant and people are like, okay. I'm like, you if you get me going, I
I
will
do.
not shut
I
up
like
about
it. I was a little nervous in the beginning because I was like, "Oh, you're so timid." I think I only was gonna chat it up, but you were talking today. It's good.
it. No, I love talking about this, especially because again, a lot of people don't talk about it. And I don't talk about it with a lot of people. So once I get to
Yeah.
open that lid, I'm like, let's really dig into this.
Totally, totally, and yeah. I mean, I'm already in it, fucking dick deep. So I might as well just bank on it and just keep going and make it bigger and better, which is kind of my goal with this. And so thank you
Thank you
for
for
taking
having
the
me.
time. Of course, I love talking to you, you know, I want people to know where to follow you and where to see your stuff. So this is a great time to promote it. Hit it, go for
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter as bearwithme94. Instagram hopefully soon again. You can see that on my Twitter, but that's the main presence that I have. Because they won't shut me down for showing my dick. But yeah, that's bear with me 94 on Twitter is the main space to find me.
Yeah, perfect. Nice to see it. And your little banners. Is that the banner of you? Are those all your butts?
Yes, it is.
Did you color in the bandanas or did you take those different bandanas?
They're the same bandana, they're the same red bandana, then photoshopped it into
You
the
photoshopped
tri-slide.
it. Okay, that's
Yeah.
cool. It's cute. You have a cute butt.
Thank you. That's something that I've learned a lot too, is I'm really shy about my butt. First of
I
all, wearing the
don't
top,
even.
but then going forward, but then people love it, and the more I've shown it, the more I'm like, yeah, it's pretty hot. So now I enjoy it. You and Zach.
Yeah, very cool. And I'm your boy BC. You know where to find me all over social media, BC Bader. Thanks again. And
Thank you.
I'm gonna look forward to doing or I'm gonna I look forward to seeing all the really cool things that you do in the future. What's next for you? Like, what's the next best thing that you're working on?
I want to keep doing more jerk sessions, but I also want to do like doing stuff like this, like a more podcasty thing, but while jerking off and just pretty much doing sort of like podcasty stuff or doing like pretty much a morning stream of just my life will make it like all sort of again, what you said, like demystifying nudity and sexuality. So that's what it's for to me, and again, to invite people. So hopefully, I'll be back on Instagram, but till then. Yeah, just keep the main thing is the jerk sessions. I love them, but amplifying the brand of jerk socials, jerk sessions, and jerk chats and all this stuff because I think it's so powerful. It's just a shame that there's not really somewhere to stream it. So that's the harder part.
No, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We got your
But yeah, if you
back.
want to do this, you want to do this live while jerking off. I know the means.
Okay. Hey, I'm not gonna say no to that. Thank you so much again for being on the podcast today, the Betascape. I want to thank Andres. You can find him on Twitter. His handle is bearwithme94, and then keep checking back on his Instagram. Hopefully he's back on it soon and he gets to share all those wonderful sexy booty pics again. And I will see everyone.
Hey, sexy. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Betascape. As a friendly reminder, I am a current sex coach in training in the Somatica Method. If you're interested in my coaching services, send me a message at beastlybader@gmail.com.